Baltimore's troubled speed and red light camera system will be the focus of a city council meeting tonight. The council held a hearing earlier this month to ask Transportation Director William Johnson questions about how the city ended its deal with Breckford Corporation, as well as lessons learned there. Then last week, an audit of a previous operator, Xerox, was obtained by the Baltimore Sun. That audit is prompting a resolution that's going to be introduced tonight. WIPR reporter Kenneth Burns is on the line to tell us more. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, Nathan.
Let's start with the audit of the speed camera system, which the Sun revealed last week. What did that audit show?
Well, it showed that the error rate was actually 40 times higher than what city officials have claimed, more than 10% actually. And 13 cameras, in fact, had double-digit error rates.
What's the mayor's office saying about that?
Kevin Harris, who's the mayor's spokesman, says that the document is inconclusive and doesn't reflect any final conclusions about the accuracy of the speed camera program, as noted on page 7. Now, it should be prefaced by saying that URS, who did the review or the audit, could not verify all the transactions in the time allotted. Harris goes on to say that the city did not keep the public in the dark, and they acted quickly to take the program offline due to the errors.
This audit was released to the city back in April of last year, but even now, we still officially have not seen it.
Right. In fact, this is what we've been referring to as a leaked copy. The audit was not released because the solicitor, George Nilsen, said that it contains information that would open the city up for lawsuits based on the agreement between the city and Xerox.
Now, City Councilman Carl Stokes plans to introduce a resolution tonight dealing with the audit. Is he calling for it to be released officially?
He's calling for it to be released. He wants to basically issue subpoenas to get that audit. He wants to call witnesses in for a hearing. He thinks the whole thing is outrageous.
Is it expected that the resolution will pass?
There certainly seems to be support for this resolution, and I'm basing that on the last resolution, which prompted the last speed camera hearing. That one was sponsored by Councilman Brandon Scott.
Xerox lost its contract to run the city's system in late 2012, but it remains the operator of several other speed camera systems in the state, including those run by the State Highway Administration and those in Baltimore County. And there are calls for audits of those systems, too.
Yes. I checked in with some of these other jurisdictions. Baltimore County, for example, they say they have a completely different setup from Baltimore City. They have several layers of review and verification. They say they have no issues as far as accuracy in Baltimore County, but as you learned on Friday from Luke Broadwater from The Sun, there's been no review of their camera program. State Highway Administration has a different setup. They have mobile speed cameras, and they're only in work zones, and the public could go on their website and check whether the cameras are accurate or not.
When is tonight's council hearing?
Tonight's council hearing is at 5 o'clock, and Stokes, he wants this resolution immediately adopted, so he might move for the immediate adoption to get the ball rolling.
WIPR reporter Kenneth Burns will be there at this evening's meeting and keep us posted. Kenneth, thanks so much.
No problem.